Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
BJ and Jamie.
What the heck is going on?
I don't know.
BJ, Jamie Morning Show. That's what's on right here. KALC Radio, Denver, Colorado. Alice 105.9 on the Odyssey app for free. It's a Thursday. Good morning, Jamie.
Hi.
How you doing?
Not so great.
Why?
I took the shot yesterday.
Oh, no.
And I haven't taken it in a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
So I'm a little nauseated. I'm not going to lie.
Are you?
Yeah.
Now, when you take the shot, now I'm asking because I've never taken the shot.
It's semi-glutide, by the way.
Yeah, the semi-glutide. Now, does it just, like, make you...
Nauseated.
Nauseated very, you know, quickly, like instantly?
No, it's the next day.
Next day.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So, and especially if you don't take it, because I haven't taken it for a couple of weeks or whatever.
Yeah.
So if you don't take it for a couple of weeks, then it's really bad. It's like you just don't...
How often do you take it?
Well, I'm supposed to take it...
Are you supposed to take it?
I'm supposed to take it once a week.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Once a week.
I didn't... I was so busy last week and the week before, I didn't want to be sick.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so I thought, well, oh, well, you know what? I'll just be a little nauseated Thursday. It'll be
yeah.
fine.
Yeah, you do
fine.
Have to plan that out, don't
yeah, you?
If
do.
You know you're going to be sick.
Yeah.
If you know you're going to not feel so well, then you got things around that. Then, yeah, you got to put a little, you know, maybe put it on your calendar like an oil change, right?
Yeah, and it's just a day. Like, you're, for me, personally, I'm only sick for a day. But it's,
that's it?
But that's it. But, I mean, you're down. Like, you're on the couch, and you're just like...
can't
like,
move.
I can't wait till I'm skinny.
it's worth it.
I swear to
it's
God,
so
this is worth,
worth
it.
It.
Yeah, because if I do it every week, I don't get sick. But when I wait, then it's like starting the shot all over again.
No kidding.
Ugh, yeah. Anyway, yeah. But I'm fine. How are
this,
you?
There's an Ozempic story this morning that's really good news for guys.
Oh, what is it about your wiener?
Yeah.
I knew it.
Ozempic wiener.
Yeah? Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah, really enhances.
Well, they're also saying it's really good for your kidneys because it gets rid of all the excess sugar.
Yeah.
It just flushes all your sugar out of the kidneys. And they're showing all this kind of crazy stuff that it's really good.
I might try it if it weren't for a needle.
Oh, yeah.
I hate needles.
Yeah.
I
you don't even
do
feel
it. You die. I know. Even with like flu shots and stuff,
I mean,
I just stay away from it.
You know how they say it feels like a pinch? This doesn't even feel like a pinch. You don't feel anything.
No kidding.
Well, the needle's so tiny.
Yeah, they're pretty small.
Yeah, it's. Yeah.
Well, I hope you start feeling better.
Well, thank you. I will.
Do you have your medication that you normally take?
Yeah, I'm waiting to see how.
Pop until a couple of those babies.
Until it gets really. I got one.
Yeah.
Nice.
So, I'm just waiting to see if it gets worse.
All right. All right. Well, today.
Yeah.
You got to get it all cleared out and ready for that postie show, right?
The postie. Woo! Postie Maloney.
My wife, last night, she goes, so you couldn't get me tickets to postie, could you? I said, no.
Were you supposed to try?
Yeah, and I did ask.
I
did ask, but for some reason they couldn't come through with it.
Oh,
and and so it just didn't happen. And then yesterday I asked the boss, are there any more? Nobody's picked up tickets. Of course, people have picked up the tickets for Post Malone, right? And then she saw your post.
Oh.
Well, how does Jamie get to go? Well, A, Jamie's a part of the show. Pretty big deal. But so am I.
I didn't get him through the radio station. Are you kidding? Listen, because Aaron's the music director, everything goes to the afternoon show. We get nothing.
No, you're exactly right. You're exactly right.
I should have taken that job because I was offered it first, but I was like, I don't want to do that.
Well, what didn't you? Yeah. I could be going to Post Malone, dude.
We could go to every show.
Way to go, Jamie. Now it's your fault. You didn't want that extra duty. It cost all of us.
I'm sorry.
Man. Hey, Spadell. You and I could be at Post Malone to that big-ass tailgate party. Way to go, Jamie.
Way to go.
Yeah, you schmuck.
To just do all the music for the whole day. It just didn't sound fun.
But I was trying to explain to her how you got your tickets.
Which is really antiquated.
It is antiquated.
That's not the right word.
It's really bizarre in a way.
Yeah, it's really...
Yeah, the timing and everything.
Some big word here.
It's convoluted in a way.
That's the word I was looking for. That's what I wanted. Not antiquated. Convoluted. Convoluted.
Yeah. I like that word.
Yeah, convoluted. That's a good one.
It works a lot in my life. I use it a lot. Convoluted. Everything's convoluted. That's my excuse for everything,
too. I didn't get him through the radio station.
Man, so. I saw something in the parking lot yesterday. You didn't see it. I should have called you over yesterday because we walked out together. A car with a note on it.
Oh.
Yeah. First, I thought it was a lover's spat.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I did. And I was going to write some stuff on there and put it back. And if I had done that, you would have loved it. You would have loved it.
What happened?
I'll tell you when we come back.
Oh, we'll take a break here, fine.
But I'll tell you when we come back. It's really not good.
Oh.
For the person driving the car, yeah. Oh. I don't know who the person is.
Oh, okay.
I've never seen the car before, actually.
This is intriguing.
Yes. But I'll tell you what went through my mind, okay? That's even more intriguing.
Oh, boy.
A little convoluted, too. We'll be right back.
BJ and Jamie.
Thursday, it's going to be hot again today. Maybe some thunderstorms later this afternoon. It's kind of a, you know, kind of a 50-50 shot, I think, in most places. But it's going to be warm again, so go to the pool, man.
Go to the pool early, though.
Father's Day weekend coming up this weekend.
Have you heard anything?
Not a damn word. Not a word.
Just the list? The list of stuff you got to do for the weekend?
No. Well, yes. I did get a list of things to do for the weekend to her vehicle. And then yesterday it came up that her birthday is a week from this, from today.
Oh,
from
yeah.
Today,
the big know, one.
Big,
oh, big the
45.
Big one. Yeah.
The one everybody celebrates.
Right.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. Because yeah. there in the Party City section, there's a 45. Yeah. Every time.
I got a couple of, I've been looking for that.
Yeah.
Hard to find, though. Uh-huh. It's somewhere between 40 and 50. I don't know where. But, so last night I got a couple of hints on birthday presents.
So Father's Day has just been skipped right over.
Well, he didn't get her postie tickets.
Oh, that's right. So, now I mean, she's that's mad. Enough. Yeah.
Yeah, that came up later.
Yeah.
So no Father's Day has come up at the house yet.
Wow.
I'm sure it's a huge surprise.
I bet it is.
Yeah, I gotta figure that out.
I bet she's gonna tell you when you get home today, hey, pack your bag and be ready after the show to go somewhere.
She'll probably say pack your bags.
She'll be ready. To say, we're going to go somewhere.
I'll be driving off by myself. You see? Pack your bags, pal. Yeah. I got to tell you what happened in the parking lot yesterday Jamie and I, like a couple of, what is that dog and that, what is it, a wolf or something that fights all day long and then they leave the house together?
They watch over the sheep.
Yeah, they watch over the sheep.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, the cartoon.
One guards the sheep and one's trying to eat the sheep, right?
Yeah.
And then they fight all day. And then at the end of the show,
they're fine and they walk out together.
Hey, Fred, I'll see you tomorrow, man. Yeah. And they clock out together.
Exactly.
That's Jamie and I.
Yeah,
okay? That's Jamie and I. I've always had that analogy, okay? We come in here and we just can't stand each other for 4 hours, okay? We have a really difficult time with each other. But when it comes time to leave here,
leave it and everything's fine.
We are arm in arm all the way to the elevators, down the elevators and out the door. Yep. Then we split at the cars, okay?
Yep.
Okay, see you later. All right, see you tomorrow. Bye-bye. I mean, just like the cartoon.
That's why I'm shocked I didn't see any notes on cars.
I didn't either when I first started out because the car was parked behind me directly and I was blocking it with my vehicle, right? So I go out, open the door. You know, I do my routine out there, right? And I noticed this piece of paper on the car behind me. And I'm like, huh. First thing I thought was, how do you get a ticket in our parking lot? Dumb BJ, right? I'm just, all these thoughts going through my head. So I walk over there and take a look. And on the piece of paper, it says, so sorry, please call me. And it's got a phone number.
Oh, so somebody hit it.
My first thought was somebody cheated on somebody. I don't know why.
So sorry?
I don't know.
That's usually somebody hit the car.
I did.
And you can't find them.
Yeah, and I was going to take the note, put another note on there, F you, don't ever call me, okay?
What, because they're going to come back by and see if you got the note or something?
I don't know.
Oh, my God, your brain is very, very busy.
On how I can manipulate this note that's on this card, okay. Right? So, like you're saying, though, I did notice that the car is beautiful. It's a brand new Audi, white. I mean, it is gorgeous. Even on the tags, it says the expiration of the tags, which are temporary, is late or the end of July. So that means this car is brand spanking new. Yes, Jamie, you walk around to the other side, it is scraped from the front tire to the rear tire.
Oh, that's a
somebody backing out of a slot yesterday morning, one of those, you know, parked right beside it, I guess. Yeah. Turning the wheel too much. And just all the way down. This is a $75,000 car.
At least.
At least.
Yeah.
It's a brand new Audi, top of the line. I mean, it was immaculate, except for the door on one side. But, I mean, this thing.
Well, at least they left a note, but I wonder if it's the right phone number.
I don't know.
You know,
just stop by one number.
Just, yeah, exactly. Because you're like, you know, somebody saw it happen, so you have to write a note because somebody saw it.
Yeah.
So you write a note, but it's not the right phone number.
It's a good move.
Well, yeah.
It's a real good move. Uh-huh. Remember, I did that. I did that down in Colorado Springs.
Yeah, we went
down
there in the ass, didn't it?
Yeah, I went down to a concert down there. Lisa and I did. And when I was, I don't know, somehow backing in, pulling out, whatever it was, I caught the mirror of the other car and knocked it off. It completely ripped right off the car. And then I got out, put a note, hey, look, I did this, boom, 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 please give me a call. He turns around and tries to sue me.
I know.
The guy tries to sue me and claims it was a hit and run.
Even though he had your number.
Yeah. And he's got my number. And he calls me up and he says, hey, man, you're going to not only fix my car, but how can you claim that you've got a damage to yourself when you weren't even in the car? You were inside the concert. Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that.
So I don't encourage leaving a note, okay?
No, you should leave a note.
Oh, okay. You should leave a note. That was crazy.
Just with the wrong phone number. But
here's another thing, and I think a lot of people can relate to this if you've ever bought a new car. A lot of new cars, and I forgot what the stat is, get a scratch, dents, whatever, wrecked in the first month.
Oh, really?
A lot of cars do. You buy a brand new vehicle, within a month you've got scrapes on. It's such a bad feeling.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, you should see this door.
Try having some lady hit you in the side of your car and she says, I'm so sorry, I shouldn't be driving. I just had a LASIK surgery.
Why would she tell you?
I don't know.
That's the craziest thing.
Now, see,
and in the meantime, her whole car is just dripping like antifreeze and everything.
Losing fluids.
You've had like two or three different instances since we've worked together where you could have filed some lawsuits. You haven't done it.
I'm not a lawsuit person.
I am.
I would never
sue someone. I'd come after you. The neighbor that sprayed your kid.
Yeah.
That could have been a lawsuit. Yeah.
Oh,
this lady that left an eye doctor with her eyes dilated.
I know.
And she rams into you and then admits it. Admits it to you. I mean, that's easy Frank Azar crap. Okay? That's easy.
That's opening close right there.
Oh,
right?
Dude, that's giving you a volley for a volleyball game, you know, for Frank Azar.
The only time I almost sued somebody is a woman was coming at full speed and we were stopped to turn and she rammed into the back of my Range Rover and just demolished it. And I was going to sue her because my kid was in the car and we had to go to the hospital. It was bad. Anyway, and so I mentioned that and they said, well, she's going to lose her license. And she was an old lady. And I was like, yeah, forget it. And I'm going to sue her.
There you go, Jamie.
I'm not going to sue her. I don't want her to lose her license.
People with a soft heart, man.
That's a life changer if she loses her license.
People with soft hearts are the downfall of society. I swear.
Oh, my God.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You've just bought a ticket on Jamie's Train of Thought.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
All right, a few things to get to. First of all, sad news. Brian Wilson from the Beach Boys, he passed away at the age of 82. I don't care how old you are. I don't care if you're 100 or if you're like 5 years old. Everybody knows Beach Boys.
Yeah,
song,
they
right?
do.
Here's the announcement, I think, or maybe here's... No, this is one of the songs you might know. Number
You'll
one.
Catch him surfing at the
inside, outside USA.
Ventura County line.
Inside, outside USA.
Santa Cruz and
Trinidad. Inside, outside USA.
Australia, Caribbean.
Surfing USA.
One of the first ever boy bands.
Yeah, you know what? You're right. Yep. That's a good
boy
way to look at it.
Yeah.
Great song.
Absolutely. And speaking of boy bands, this is weird. I'm troubled by this. I'm going to tell you. Netflix has dropped a first look at its new show. It's called Building the Band. Now, that part's cool, right? It's hosted by AJ McLean. He's from the Backstreet Boys. Nicole Schwinger, you know, she's been on Broadway. She just won, like, whatever that Broadway award is. She's amazing. She was a Pussycat Doll. And let's see here. Kelly Rowland, Destiny's Child. So a good lineup of people. They're gonna make different teams, and they're going to try to create boy bands or actually just groups, right? And it's called Building the Band. The other person that's on it is dead.
Who is that?
Liam Payne.
Oh, okay.
But they're going to go ahead and release it. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, that's... So it's already done.
It's
already in the can.
Oh. Yeah, and they're... Yeah, I don't know. Here's the promo.
It's really going to come down to chemistry and getting to know one another.
I could listen to music in here all day. This booth is just so sick. But it's so hard because we can't see each other.
People could say, I don't want a plus size girl in my group, and then they'll miss out on the fact that I'm a great singer.
I have a specific kind of group in my head, definitely a girl group.
I'm looking for a bunch of guys, make the next Backstreet Boys.
So I just got to keep that in mind when I'm hitting the button.
I don't know if it's a bad idea.
I don't
like
it.
Well, I don't know. I mean, they did a whole series with the Michael Jackson thing, and I don't know.
Yeah, but that was remembering him. This is like we're watching him like he's alive.
Well, it wasn't remembering. It was more of a downfall. But still, I mean,
Is
that a controversy right now?
Just for me.
Oh.
Yeah, just for me.
You're upset.
Yeah, because I would... I wouldn't want that.
And I feel bad for the parents and
family. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And even his girlfriend, his fiance.
Because we're all acting like he's alive, and he's obviously not. I don't know. It's uncomfortable. But by the way, the cool part is, and that's why the one girl said, would they want a big girl on their band? They're all in sound booths, and they can't see each other. So they're picked solely on their talent, kind of like The Voice. And so then they pick them and put a band together. So again, that's going to be on Netflix, and that's called Building the Band. All right, moving on. People are talking about Blake Lively, that she's using this opportunity now as a red carpet event. They're saying that, she feels like she won. She's been vindicated. She hasn't won anything. She just got that one thing dropped. But she's now everywhere. She's all over red carpets now, out and about, just like living her best life.
Yeah, because she's now a winner, she thinks.
Yeah, hair flip.
Yeah.
And then yesterday, her attorney was on TMZ, and he's like, we're going to the end. And they're like, doesn't everybody just want this to end? And he's like, she wants to be vindicated. And then Justin, his attorney was on the day before that, and he's like, his attorney was like, why is she acting like she won? She didn't win anything. I don't know. These two.
So the Daily Mail this morning has an article, but you have to pay for it.
Yeah.
So I didn't do that. But here's the headline. Fatal blow that destroys Blake Lively's case means she may be just days away from giving up everything.
I don't know what that would be.
I don't either. Yeah.
Why don't you spend the $1.99 so we can know?
Spadil, do you have $1.99 I can borrow?
No.
Come on, man.
No.
Come on, buy it. We want to know.
Well, what is it? Why would you even tell us that? We don't know what it is now.
I'm telling you because it's sitting here in front of me for $1.99. And when there's a bargain on the table, I like to share it with people.
All right.
Fatal blow. Yeah. Fatal blow.
I don't know what that would be. Crazy. They did say they're going to subpoena, what's the guy that Taylor Swift hates? Scooter.
Scooter Braun. Yeah, I did see that too.
I have no idea why they're subpoenaing him.
I don't know
him.
Why he's being like dragged into
this. You know why? Because you didn't pay $1.99.
No, I didn't see any more about it. It just said that he was being subpoenaed and nobody had any information why.
I'll see if we can pay for that.
Okay.
Let me take a look.
Maybe that's the fatal blow. Yeah, I don't know.
You might be right.
No, it's her team that actually subpoenaed him.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
So that won't be the blow.
Huh.
Yeah,
we need the blow.
We do. The Sean Diddy Combs trial is continuing, and I feel sorry for Jane Doe. God, she just, like, she loved P. Diddy. She loved him, and so she basically would do whatever he said just for, like, 20 minutes with him. It's really disgusting and disturbing.
Yeah, it is. It's really somebody that just controlled you, you know?
Oh, my God.
And she actually has been probably the most damaging so far in this trial.
Yeah.
But it's kind of like nothing really new leaks from it every day anymore.
Well, now it's, you know what's sad about the stories? We're not shocked anymore.
No.
We've heard so much disgusting stuff. Like, nothing's even getting to us anymore because it's all just bleh, you know?
I agree with
you. It's just crazy. Yeah. And then, finally, if you notice that BJ isn't got his head in the game, it's because the U.S. Open is started.
My head's in the game. The wrong game. It's called golf. But my head is in the game. So don't even go there. I can't find it.
Oh, you
know, this really makes me mad. You know, Peacock's trying to charge me now. I'm over here trying to get online, and Peacock say, no, 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 you got to give us $35 a month.
Well, Denver's own Wyndham Clark is hoping for his second win for the U.S. Open. He's not going to probably win that Scheffler or Schaefer.
Scotty Scheffler.
Yeah, he'll probably win. But Wyndham Clark's in the running. I didn't know he already won a U.S. Open once, Wyndham Clark.
Yeah, I didn't know that either.
He's pretty cool.
Yeah.
He's from Colorado, right here.
Yep.
Hometown, homegrown, I think. I'm assuming he's homegrown. They said he's from here. So he's probably grown here.
Is it here, Colorado Springs?
Oh.
He's from Denver.
Yeah.
Is he from Denver?
Didn't he go to Valor?
Yes.
Probably.
Yeah. All right.
Valor Christian High School.
Yeah, it makes sense.
All the good athletes go to Valor.
Go with them.
That's what everybody does. Like, if you see that your kid's really good in sports in public school, you move them to Valor.
Yeah. Guaranteed scholarship.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
That's true.
It is true. Yeah. I know. Yeah. Well, anyway. All right, I'm done. There you go. Tablet trash.
All right, it's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show here on this Thursday.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.